When you keep a person down, you are down there with them. What a waste of time. All of us have felt sorry for ourselves at times. And when we feel sorry for ourselves, we take the whole world down with us. Because everyone feels sorry for themselves, and they don't know why they're feeling sorry. Each one of us has an opportunity to be a light in the world. Each one of us has an opportunity to be unconditionally loving. But do we take that opportunity, or do we sometimes think to ourselves that let the other person do it first? And when we think that, then that's exactly what we experience. A lot of times we have dreams and desires, and then all of a sudden something comes along and thwarts that dream or desire right in the middle. And we feel, oh my God, now what? And so we start to manipulate and start to change the condition as much as we can. And as we do that, we stick our foot deeper and deeper into our mouth. What is important to do is to take each experience that comes along and say, wow, how great that is. How wonderful that is. What a smooth time that can be. And look for the joy in it. Look for the peace and love in it. I think that so many times we forget that. We forget that. And when we forget that, we forget all of the joy that life has to offer. Because then we are after something that we don't even know what we're after. And we get into all sorts of difficulty. But it's kind of fun. Kind of fun to be stupid sometimes, isn't it? Kind of fun to stick our nose where it isn't belonging sometimes, and then not have it cut off, but just have it be ignored. And that's worse than having it cut off. We do these things to ourselves. And what sort of things do you do to yourself? Do you have the ability to stay on a high all the time? No one does. Do you have the ability to see yourself on a high all the time? Everyone does that. Though we cannot actually be in high gear all the time, we can think in high gear all the time. And when we think in high gear, then we're thinking of happy and joyous things that are fulfilling and rewarding and uplifting to us. And when we don't, then we are thinking the opposite. Now, what sort of thoughts would you like to think? What sort of thoughts would make you happy? What sort of thoughts would make you feel worthwhile? The thoughts that all the world is good and beautiful, everybody in the world is uplifting and supportive. Are those the kind of thoughts that would make you feel good? Well, if they are, then that's the kind of thoughts you should generate in every area of your life. But we can't do that, because we've been trained by our life experiences that for every up there's a down, for every good there's a bad, and for every happy thing there's an unhappy thing. And this is what we've been trained. And this is what we experience. Now, do we want to keep experiencing this? Or do we want to start experiencing a new direction in life? And what would the new direction in life be? Would the new direction in life be, I'm happy all the time, Pollyanna? Or even Pollyanna had her down when she fell down and hurt herself and thought her happy life had come to an end because she was not able to do all the things she wanted to do. But of course, Pollyanna had a problem. She had built up, before her fall, a very happy world. And that happy world carried her through her low time, It brought her out of her doldrum, brought her back into good health. But because she had lived this life of happiness and joy and goodness, that was the strength that carried her through a difficult time. Now, we don't have any privilege of going around having difficult times, because with every difficult time we experience, we can put a positive attitude in motion and make it a positive time. And then when some really, really great difficult time comes along, then we have built up all this reservoir within us of happiness and joy and peace and harmony, and it sees us through. It sees us through that time. But it won't see us through that time if the happiness and joy that we built up was just a farce, if it was just something that we were trying to pretend was so, but was not so. You have to have genuine happiness, genuine feelings. We heard a man speak the other night, and he had genuine feelings. It didn't mean that everybody agreed with him. It didn't mean that everybody supported him in everything that he did. But he had that genuine feeling. He had that genuine feeling of what is right and what is good. And that took care of him in the time when circumstances turned against him. Now, why would such a man, who was so noble and so purposeful in what he was doing, run amok of something that was hurtful to him? Well, when we stand up for principle, we're often going to be standing up contrary to what we have been taught all of our lives. If there's a good and a bad and a right and a wrong and an up and a down, and we're going to have a lot of competition who are going to say to us that being happy all the time is not what it's all about. And so we'll run up against that. And then we'll say, okay, there are times when you're not happy. Okay, and we'll agree. And as we agree, not with our adversary, but as we agree with their unhappy opinions, then we start to experience it. And the next thing you know, we're right back at being a very wonderful, beautiful human being. A divine being, which I would project for us to be, is one who knows the principle and stands up for it every moment of their life. A divine being is one who does not need credit, does not need approval, does not need to have opportunities to show how wonderful they are. They just show how wonderful they are every moment of their life by their living and by their attitudes. If you have this ability within you, and you do, you'll have a very active and a very interesting life, because you'll be running into people in the world who have a tendency to think that all of that stuff that we've been taught about limitation is true. And you stand up and say, what is true is what our belief is about ourselves. What is true is whatever thought we have in our mind. And that thought may be bad for us or good for us. But what is true is whatever we choose to have in our world. So, are we going to keep a person down and be down there with them, because that's where we are? What a waste of time. We can lift ourselves and the world up. As Jesus said, if I be lifted up, all the world will be lifted up unto me. If we can lift up ourselves and our thought into a loving, gentle, kind, thoughtful, considerate way, always being at peace with ourselves, then all of our world is at peace and all of our world is happy and harmonious. And we won't have to worry about keeping down with someone who's down. We'll be having everybody keep up with us because we are thinking positive, joyous thoughts. Are you ready for this? What a wonderful thought for today. A thought for today of being up, regardless of what the condition of the world is. Because when you are up, you lift up the world unto you. So, think on these things. And as you think on these things, remember, you're the creator of your world, and you're the master of your world. And so it is. I love you.